Okay, let's get into Shkalim Yerushalmi Daf Lamites, as we are on Lamed Ches Mabez, in the interesting parak of Elu Hein Amamunin, the appointees of the different jobs and offices that we went through the past couple of days in the Beis HaMikdash, and the last Mishnah, which we had the number of officers and supervisors and captains and those that are in charge of all different issues. And the Mishnah said that anything financial has to have at least two people. That's just a good idea for checks and balances, that we don't let somebody do it by themselves, and that could lead to chshad. So that's what the Mishnah said. We're up three lines from the bottom. Ein osrin srara ala tzibur b'mamon pachas mishnayim. Right, srara, any type of position that deals with financial issues, it has to have at least two people, and not just one. So you might say that's a svara. It's not just a svara. It is also a pasuk. Rav Nachman b'shem Rabbi Mana al shem v'hem yichu es hazav es atchilas v'svara gaman. They, the heim is plural, and that's talking about the nedavas of the Mishkan. So v'hem yichu es hazav v'svara gaman v'svatulas v'svashar v'svashesh. Talking about the Mishkan. So it's two people. To be the heim. And that's why you know that it has to be at least two. Once we're talking about making sure that Nidavos are, you know, the people in charge of Nidavos are honest. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu is honest Mikol Adam. The Gemara goes into a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know the Pashup Shad is that he was wealthy. The question is, where did he get wealthy from? Obviously not from the Nidavos. Right, there's a medrash at the beginning of Pekudei. Eila Pekudei, Pekudei HaMishkan, where the medrash says that there were people that were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, ah, Moshe pocketed some of the monies and the gold. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes through every single bolt and every single thread. That's why we have Parshas Pekudei, Pekudei HaMishkan, to prove that this is where it all is from. Good. But the Gemara here has two opinions related to where did the Osher of Moshe come from. Again, it didn't come from the Nidvas HaMishkan. And I'll add, it didn't come from the spoils in Mitzrayim. Because Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu did not take from the spoils. That's the Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos, the Medrash at the beginning of Beshalach, where the Klal Yisrael were busy taking from the booty of the spoils by Kriyas Yamsuf, and Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Atzmas Yosef. That's the Medrash. So the Gemara, though, has two opinions. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Where did Moshe get rich from? Mipsoles haluchos he'eshir Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu created the luchos shnios, right? Psolachah, shnei luchos avanu karishonim. The first luchos were made by Hashem. But the second luchos were made by Moshe, psolachah. Right? Hashem says, you broke them? You broke it? You need to come up with another one. So he made it. So with the psoles, the fragments, the hewn fragments of the stone that was left over, he'eshir Moshe. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu became rich from. And the Tikkun Chatan here says, like I was just saying, that even though we have this rule of two, always protecting from Chshad, the Dar Moshe Rabbeinu, always spoke about him. And if they spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, then obviously they spoke about other people as well. See the Tikkun Chalitin. Shrei Dora Shal Moshe Dibru Alav. The Dora Moshe spoke about him. Kol Shekein Al Acherim. If people, you know, can't trust Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, maybe he pocketed some of the money, then surely everybody else. And that's exactly why the halacha is that any financial responsibilities are always two people. Two people, not just one. You can't leave it by one. So Moshe Rabbeinu got rich from the fragments of the luchos. That's the first pshat. Dechsev hadahu, dechsev psal lacha, shnei luchos avanim, right? Psal, fashioned for you, the two luchos, psal lacha shetehei psoles shalcha. The psoles, the yun fragments that were taken off, that shall be for you. That's pshat number one. Where did Moshe get rich from? From these fragments. Amar Rabbi Chanin, a second pshat, machtsev shel avanim tovos or margolios. A machtsev. We have signs around here in Beit Shemesh. The machtsev is the quarry. The quarry where they use stone. So there was a quarry of special stones. Barlo Akadosh Baruch Hu mitoch alo in Moshe's tent. Umimenu ha'eshir Moshe, and from that Moshe Rabbeinu became rich. So in the Eshkol Hasofer, which is one of the achronim in the back here of the Oz V'Hadar, so he quotes. Maybe the machlokas here between these two days is that Moshe Rabbeinu become rich from the psoles, or from the Avadim Tovrias, the Machziv, inside, it said, what does it mean, rich? Moshe Rabbeinu is rich. He's interested in the Ashiras, the monetary. No, what did he become rich spiritually from? From what was he, what did he become the Osher from in that sense, in the deeper sense? Zacha, Moshe Rabbeinu. Zacha l'madregas chachma v'tfuna, asher lo kama od navi kamoshe. Mehechan hisig zeh lios ma'at me'alokim. How did he reach such levels? So he says, maybe the first tribe, what do you mean, what was left, it doesn't mean what was left over from the psalms that came from the Luchos, it means the Torah that he taught. The Luchos, he had the Luchos and he taught it. And the sparks and everything that fell from the Luchos onto Klal Yisrael. The psalas of the Lucha, the Luchos were maybe the Torah Shebichsav, you might call it, the Aseres Dibros, and everything that fell from the Luchos was all that he taught. That's what made Moshe Rabbeinu shine. That's what made Moshe Rabbeinu become rich. That's one. And the other day it says, no. It's from what he had in his own tent, from his own hasagis, from his own, his bodedus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his own tent, the machzev, the quarry that was in his own tent, that's what made him rich. If that's the machlokas, then we would probably say the first pshat is the one that we assume that is correct for the Mesorah. Because what made Moshe Rabbeinu great was the fact that he was Rabbeinu. The fact that he was Rabbeinu, that he was the greatest teacher of Torah, and it reminds us a little bit of the Pituche Chosam that I like to quote, which is the Hagdama of the Chasam Sofer to his Chuvis in Yoredeya. It's a quote here, has a title of it, Pituche Chosam. And he talks about, why did Hashem love Avram Avinu? It's a pasuk in Chumash. You don't even have to like look far for the answer. Ki yadatev l'manishav esav esbanav esbeisu acharav. That he taught people. That he raised people up. Horeb azeh. You know what we learn from this pasuk, says the Chasam Sofer? Ki nifleis avas Hashem la'avram avinu al shalimei das ha'am v'kirvam la'avodaso. V'hi sha'am de lo yoser mikol ma'isa ha'tov v'zakus ha'nefesh asher ha'yelo la'atzmo. More than anyone else. Ki be'emes gam l'fun of haya yechidei skul asher yadu as Hashem. Before him there were people who were connected, who were purified, who were holy. Mi lanu gado mechanoch asher me'otzem chukaso v'dvekuso b'Hashem nispardah chavila. Remember the part that says, "Ki lakacha to Elokim." Chanoch couldn't stay in this world. He was just so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he just had to leave. Right? How do you remember how long he lived? 365. Right? It's a whole year, unit of year. Ben Bachai points that out. That he was like completed, and therefore he just, even though everybody else lived till 700, 800, 900 years in those days, he only lived till 365 because lakacha to Elokim. But was he, do we remember Chanoch as the leader of, and the founder of the Jewish people? No. Chanoch was great. Personally, but v'lo matzino ba'Avraham avinu alav shalom she nizdakech afru riyu so kol alkach. You don't find, so you think Avraham Avinu couldn't have been as great as Chanoch and couldn't have been like so connected that Hashem took him up to Shemayim? Of course he could have, but he knew that wasn't his tafkid. He knew that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him. Ach lo mitzar pechisus v'chisara nasho lo higia el hamayla hazu lo. Ki im Avraham Avinu alav shalom haya osa kasher osa Chanoch lizbo deir asmo mecheves b'ni adam hisala gamulios b'malachei keel. He would have also been like that. V'shalo osa kein ku ki hisbonin b'chachmaso ki lo be'ela chafas Hashem she yashlim ha'adam es nafsho levat v'es anshe doro yashir acharav tarbus anoshim chatom u'machisei Hashem. No. To bring it up, bring him up. Even, and here's the unbelievable line of the Chasam Sofer, Hanisayon hazeh limid oto, ki tov la'adam lema'it b'hashlam as nafsho, l'man revos kvod Hashem, lema'it es mordav l'harbos avodav yodav. Even if I don't reach the levels that I could reach by myself, and I'm sacrificing for my own ruchnius to bring other people up, that's what Hashem wants. Ki ma yiteinu ma Yosef ha'adam im Yosef malach echad alaf yirvad. If I become a malach, Hashem has plenty of malachim. That's really what he needs, right? More people that are inspired. That's what he needs. That's what he needs. That's what he's more. He's not interested in more malachim. He has whatever malachim he needs. He wants more inspired people. And that's what Avraham Avinu did, and that's the Gavos. And that's, if you say, like the Eshkol HaSofer says here, if you say that's the machlokas behind these two dayas, then I would say the first daya, the one that the, you know, the sparks that came off of the Luchos. Okay. Says the that's the two days. So we can speak more about that. Oh, there is a third, there's a different lashon. If you look in the Medrash, look in the Medrash in, I think it's in Kisisa. The Medrash says, there, from what made, then remember the end of Kisisa? After Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, there was a Karan Arpanov, right? His face shone. right? And that's why non-Jewish artists throughout the ages, you know, gave Moshe horns in some of their, oh, Karan or Panav. They just mistranslated. A Karen is a horn. Karan means to shine. It's not a noun, it's an adjective. Karan or Panav, right? Or, right, it was shining. So what the Medrash says, what made Moshe Rabbeinu's face shine? Similar question. What made it rich? But face shine. So one of the days there is it was the leftover ink. Not like here, the leftover pieces, fragments of the Luchos. If it was the leftover ink that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't use in terms of writing the Luchos. And what's heard of Pshat? What does it mean, the leftover ink? You would have think that Moshe Rabbeinu, what made him great? The Luchos. What made him great? This unbelievable feat. You know what made him great? When Moshe Rabbeinu came back down after Har Sinai and he taught, he went back and like, okay, what's my next project? The leftover ink. It's not just what he's done. It's that he always looks ahead to figure out what's my next project. That's what made him shine. That he never stopped working. And that's why we mentioned in the past, Yeshua was called the Nar, even though he was 56, because he always had the Nar attitude of looking ahead. Okay, let's continue and we'll talk a little bit more about Moshe. Ksiv. So this is already in the Bavli, if you remember. Ksiv, hibitu achre Moshe ad boha o'ala. The pasuk says, they followed Moshe until he went to his tent. Followed Moshe all the way, till his, tent. That's in, Shmos Lamed Gimel. Shrein Amorin, chan amor l'gnai v'chan amor l'shvach. Two Amorim. One of them darshan this as negatively. They negatively looked at Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other one said, no. They looked at him positively. Mandar malignai, the one who says lignai, they look at him negatively. What they say, and you can't fathom this. Obviously, it must have been maybe just a few fringe people. We can't imagine that most of Klai Yisrael said this. Chamun shakin, he has got thick thighs. How would he get all that? Yes, fleishik twice a day, lunch and dinner. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu get? You see the car Moshe Rabbeinu is driving, right? You see the simcha that he made, his bar mitzvahs that he made for his sons. Chamun Karen, look at his legs. Chamun Koptan, look at his flesh. Look, he's a robust. Wow. Achel Mindi Hudai, Vishasi Mindi Hudai. I'm sure he takes from the Jews, from us. Kol Midilei Mindi Hudai. Everything he has is from the Jews. Even about Moshe Rabbeinu, people were choshed. Umandar v'lishvach, and according to the one who says l'shvach, he says no. People used to say, when it says in the pasuk, they looked at him until he came to his tent, they used to say, look at Moshe. Mechami tzadikai mazaki. Look at the tzadik, and you will have merit. Tovia dezakis lamech miyase. Wow, great is the one who merits to see him. Right? And that's what it means. I mean, they looked after him because they just wanted another glimpse. Right? V'haya einecha ro'os esmarecha. To meet Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was unique amongst all Nevi'im. Remember, that's one of the animamins. One of the Rambam thinks that's one of the tenets, of our faith. But the Rambam came up with those 13. So one of the tenets is Nevuah, and one of them is Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is different than all other Nevi'im. The Rambam writes this in Pirush Mishnayos and Sanhedrin, as well as in Yesodei Torah, where the Rambam discusses the uniqueness. He writes there, based on Chazal, but this is the Rambam's formulation. The Rambam says there are four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. Four differences. The Rambam says, where is it, Perek Zion? In Yesodei Torah, where he talks about Nevuah, says the Perek Zayin. Yeah, Perek Zayin. He describes Nevi'im. They say, call the Nevi'im b'chalomo b'mare. Moshe Rabbeinu v'hu arva omed. Now, others see it in a vision. Moshe is awake and standing. Clarity. Vo Moshe lo omoed l'dari v'hu v'ishma eskakol. Kol Nevi'im ha'idei malach. It's not direct. L'fichach ro'en mashein ro'en b'mashal v'chita. They see a mashal. Moshe Rabbeinu loy de malach, pe'al pe'al tarabo. Pe'al par. Number two. Kol Nevi'im. So number one, he's awake. Number two, it's clear. Number three, he has his, awake meaning that it is, right, arva omeid, right, versus a vision. Number two, it's not a mushal, it's, the message of a farish. Number three, kol Nevi'im yurein v'nifhalin umisbogigin. They lose their faculties. Not only, are they sleeping? But it's not just a regular sleep. They're like in a deep, unconscious. Moshe Rabbeinu, not only is he awake, he has his faculties. Moshe Rabbeinu eino kein, hu shakaz av omer kashe yedaber ish al re'ehu. Kemoshe en adam nivhal l'shmo adivrei chavero, kach hayekoch b'daito shal Moshe Rabbeinu lohavin divrei nevuah, v'hu omed al imdo shalem. So, awake, with faculties, clarity, and Moshe Rabbeinu could dial HaKadosh Baruch Hu's number. Kol ha-Neviyim ein mesabim b'chol eish yirtzu. Everybody else had to wait for Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu ein okin, al kol zman sheyachpots ruach ha-kodesh lavashto v'nevuah shore alav. Ve'no tzorach l'chavein daito l'hizdamein la, shehu mechuban ha-mezuman v'omeid kemalach ha-yasharis. Moshe Rabbeinu was always in the zone. Other Neviyah had to prepare and get themselves ready to get Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was constant. L'fichach mesnabi b'chol eish shenemer imdu ve'eshma ma'yitzav Hashem l'chem u'bezev ticho akel. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is promised by Hashem. This is including the promise by Har Sinai in Voschanan when it says, Lecha mar lahem shuv lachem lo aleichem. Tell everybody else to go back to their tent. V'yata po amodi madi. You stand with me. What is Hashem saying with those four words? You're always going to be connected, meaning we have an open communication line, either direction. All ha-Neviyim, after the Nevuah experience, they go back to being humans. They don't have to separate from their wives. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo chazal al harishon. He never went back, as we know, the exception to the rule. Good. Rav Soloveitchik also is fond of quoting the Olas Re'ia, Rav Cook on Siddur, where Soloveitchik said that he wasn't well versed in the thought and the type of language, the flower language that Rav Cook used, but he said a few of the thoughts on the Siddur, he actually found that was more understandable for the non-Talmidei Rav Cook. So one of them that he liked was he at the end of Shachris, where he has comments on the Shei Zechiros, so on Zechiras Miriam. What's the Shabbos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Maimon Har Sinai, those are Zechiros. Miriam was an important event, but is that one of the Shei Zechiros? So Rav Cook says, no, that Zechira is about the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam did not recognize, her chait was that she didn't notice the uniqueness and the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im. That was why she's there. Why does he have to separate from his wife? And it was L'shem Shemayim, and she didn't want to insult him, but that's the Zechira. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Right, she ain nearish of a chalze gamkin luskar tamit she ain't calling a vim domin lamailas Moshe Rabbeinu lavashalom. She Miriam dimsa malasa lamailas calling a vim. The namsha al dibur hahish tavus lamailas Moshe Rabbeinu. The davrezet zara sechira b'bnei chome b'tzura. Again, believing in the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is believing in the veracity of Torah. We believe Moshe gave us the Torah, so we have to believe that everything Moshe Rabbeinu was directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yesodos that Rambam got from. Those Pesukim in Baal Oscha. When Hashem gave Musar to Miriam and Aaron and to us, Pel Pel Dabrabo, Ba'amar V'Lobachidos, that's all as a reaction to the Lashon Hara of Miriam. So that is why that's what's underlying the Zechira of Miriam. Okay, so we continue. Says the Mishnah. So one of the people in charge were in charge of the Chosamos. We're actually going to talk about the two people. The first two people in the Mishnah, back at the beginning of the Perek Taf Lamed Hei, Yochanan was in charge of the Chosamos. The Chosamos, we'll see, are little, the Tiferes Yisrael describes. They're little ptakim, the little pieces of parchment. And on the parchment, on the cloth, it had something written on it. One of four words were written on it, as we'll see. So Yochanan was in charge. So people used to come to the Beis HaMikdash. They needed to pay for their libations. They used to give money to Yochanan. Yochanan gave them a ticket, basically, and it said on it which type you ordered. Then a person would go to Achia and take the ticket, and then they would get what they need, how much oil they paid for and how much, that's how it worked. That's how the Mishnah is going to describe. So the first two, Arba'ach HaSamos HaSeim HaMikdash. There were four types of tickets. Right, a little cloth that everybody got. What were these for? These were for the Nesachim. Which karbanos require Nesachim, libations? Which karban is yachid? Which karban is yachid? Right, we mentioned in the last year that the certain karban sibors, the karban tav, during the Nisach Hayayin, there was singing going on. But which karbanos? So Ola Shlamim, and the... as we'll see, the mincha of a mitzora, of a chote mitzora, as we'll see. But that's what's needed. So, Arba Chosamos HaSeim HaMikdash. The cost of Alayan. What was written on them? Egel, Zachar, Gedi, Vachote. One of those four words. Because there's different amounts of oil and flour for each animal, as mentioned in the Torah. Torah Shebechsav. You don't need Torah Shebechsav for this. Egel, right? If you bring an egel, then the carbon aid, that summarizes. For every egel, you need 3 isaron of flour, with half a hin of oil and half a hin of wine. The wine and the oil are always the same measurement, right? Zachar. Zachar is a ram. So a ram, the Nisrei Ayal. So you need 2 isaron of soles with 1/3 of a hin of oil and 1/3 of a hin of... And what do you do? What do you do with the Nisachim? With every oil and shlamim, you mix the oil and the flour, you burn it on the Mizbeach, and then you pour the wine. Right? That's the when we talk about Nisachim, it's flour, oil, and wine. Gedi has its own measurement. So if you bring a goat, Vechote. What's chote? They're the nesachim of a mitzora ashir. Remember, a mitzora is an olaviorid, right? Depend on what carbon do you bring for a mitzora? It depends on your tax bracket, right? A mitzora ashir, right, brings 3 animals, as we'll see, chadas ola asham, and 10 lug of oil, 9 for the sheep, and 1 for the extra. Remember, there's an extra lug because you put some oil on the ear, the right ear, and the right thumb, and the right big toe of the mitzora in the Tara process. So chote, that's talking about a mitzora chote. He needs his amounts as well. Benazai or Chamisha. Benazai says there were 5. Chamisha hayu. So now, there's 2 arguments of Benazai. There were 5, and also Varam is kosav aleihen, and it was written in Aramaic, wasn't written in Hebrew. Egel dechar. Instead of Zachar, Dal and Zayin switch, Gedi Chote, Dal v'Chote Asher. So separate for a rich Mitzorah and a poor Mitzorah, right, the different Karbanos, so they had different tickets. We'll see why the Tanakama does not think that you need separate tickets. We'll talk about it in Gemara, what the reason is. Egel Meshamesh Im Nischei Bakar. Well, if you got the Egel ticket, that was used for any Nisachim of Bakar, Gedolim V'Ktanim Zachar Menekevis. Male, female, which means, I mean, Ola can only be male. Shlamim could be either one. And older, bigger, small. Gedi Meshamesh im Nischei Hatzon. Gedi is Meshamesh for Tzon. That means sheep or goats. Gedolim Vektanim Zacharim and Akevas. Chutz Mishal Elim. Except for Elim and Ayil. As we'll see. Elim, male sheep. That's going to be a difference. Ayil Meshamesh im Nischei Elim Bilvad. Ayil is just for a male sheep. Male sheep who are old enough. Right? An Ayil in Halacha is a sheep. A male sheep above 13 months old. 13 months, that's an ayil, right? That goes from keves to ayil. Ayil. Less than that is keves. In the 13th month, that's not this gemar here, but that's called a palgas. Palgas is like somewhere in between. It's a suffix, whether it's considered less, older, or younger, it's like pilegesh, right? Palgas, it's related. Chote, so the chote, ticket, mishamesh im nischei shalosh beima shal metzora. Right, that goes to the 3 karbanos of a mitzvah. To review, remember, there are 2 mitzvahs. There are many mitzvahs related to tzaras. But there is a mitzvah of tumas tzaras, to be knowing tumah, and there's a separate mitzvah of karbanos tzaras, kuf ayin vav. And almost everything about mitzvah is in the Torah. Torah Shebechsav. We just don't always focus on it or take a step back and review it in our mind. Right? What is a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah. Sheyakrav kol, it's a mitzvah that we never ever want to do. To bring our karbanos mitzvah. Because nobody ever wants to be a mitzvah. If it comes up, mitzvah's karban mitzvah kishi yisrapa mitzvah. So it says a sefer achinuch, 3 animals. What do you have to bring in for your mitzvah? Right? In your, after you go through the whole Tara process and the haircuts and a lot of other things. Ola chatas asham. Ola chadas asham, and a lug of oil. A lug of oil which is poured, again, on the right ear and the right thumb. Vim hu ani, if he's an ani, then he can't bring ola chadas asham, all the animals. So he brings a keves for an asham, because asham you can't get out of. Can't have an asham bird. No such thing. So an asham is the keves. And then you bring birds, either 2 tarm and 2 b'nei nona, 1 for chadas, 1 for ola. Right? So you have the same chadas ola asham, but chatas ola, if you're poor, can be birds instead of behemos. So that's the chinuch, and then he quotes based on what the Rambam says. We usually read it from the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Why is karbanos mitzora counted separately from karbanos zav and karbanos zava and karbanos yoledes? Because they're each separate dinim. They're all separate dinim and separate karbanos. Even though they're all mechusrei kapara, you count them all as one. The Rev Sarutskin, There's Zayin LaTorah, and then we'll continue. There's Zayin LaTorah. One, if you look in the Torah Shebechsav, it says like four or five times about an ani. In Yadom Aseges, like over and over again, make sure that in Yadom Aseges. Why? Because he says it could be that there's somebody who could afford it, but he's been out by himself with Saras for the past couple of weeks, and he's going to come back in, and remember, he's a sinner, right? Lashon Hara, he's going to try to get out of it. I have nothing, I've been out here, he's had to buy extra food out there. Make sure he goes through, make sure that he's telling the truth. Because if he's not a mitzora ani, he can't bring karbanas of a mitzora ani. V'av shem es yodom asegas gamatol avi karban ashir v'kedarkam shel tsarei ayin lahoros heter la'atzmam v'yifter asasman b'karban ani. They're going to try to get out of it. So make sure, Bez has to make sure if you really can't afford the higher karbanas. But these are the karbanas of a mitzora. Good. We continue the Mishnah. Mishum avakish desachim. So what was the process? Whoever needed the desachim, holech loitzel Yochanan, shumamun alachosamos. He first went to Yochanan, vinosin lomos, gave him money, makav minachosim, and he got the petek. He got the piece of cloth that said what he needs. Ubalo etzel achia, shumamun alachosim. Then he went to achia with his ticket, vinosin lochosim. He gave him the ticket, makav minachosim. Then he got the desachim, and he brought those desachim to the Kohen. V'la'erev bonz etzel zeh, that at night, these two representatives met each other and they checked the books. These are the tickets that I have. How much money do you have? And hopefully it works out that they're equal. If there's missing money, it's tough luck. Yochanan has to supply it. The Beis HaMikdash does not lose. If there's something that's extra, Beis HaMikdash always wins. Misha Avar Chosama. What happens if somebody, you know, in the hustle and bustle of the Beis HaMikdash, all of a sudden, where's my ticket? Where I paid for it, where's my ticket? I don't know where my ticket is. So what do? You have to wait till the end of the day when they go, tally it up, and see if one's missing. If one's missing, then you'll know. Misha Avar Chosama, Mavtin Lo Ada Erev. And if the difference is one chosam, you got it. They give it to him, right? There's a question the Rishonim talk about, but it's the end of the day. So didn't his karbon was already brought that day? Could you bring the nesachim separate from the karbon? Could you bring it the next day? Interesting. V'yamlav, but if it comes out that there's no discrepancy, lohay nosan lo, we don't believe you, right? Maybe you're making up a story, right? V'sham, shem hayom, also, the day of the week was written on it because of people are going to trick. They're going to find a ticket. They're going to try, or they're going to wait till the price is, a little bit better. Whatever it is, they always wrote the days of the week down, which is interesting. They wrote the days of the week down. This is a guy who's in the Beis HaMikdash. He's bringing Nesachim for a karbon, and he's going to try to swindle, and he's going to try to cut corners. Shows that, spirituality is not an all or nothing thing. You know, sometimes we could be, we've used the answer. I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Remember the question that we've asked, that the Gemara says that Tzadikim are finished on Rosh Hashanah. Nechtomim Nechtomim. And said Rasham are finished on Rosh Hashanah. Just, Aseret Yivei Tshuva just for Beinonim. Tluyim Ba'omdim. Zacha, great. L'chaim. Lo Zacha, the opposite. So, one second. So what is the push-up shot of Tzaddik in Russia? More mitzvahs than Avir, more Avir, and Beinoni is exactly the equal? So how many people in the world are exactly equal? Right? As one of my Rebbeim once said, the average Orthodox Jew has so many more mitzvahs than Averis. Tons! We daven and learn, and okay, we do Averis, but like equal? Equal to the mitzvahs that we do? To say somebody is how many people out there are Benoni? And that's all the Teresim and Tshuva? So maybe you can say, no, there's a Gemara, the Gra says, the Gemara at the end of Brachas, in the Bavli, that says, what's a Benoni? What's a Tzaddik? A Tzaddik means Yetzer Tov Shoftan. It means you basically do the right thing. Of course you mess up, but you basically do the right thing. That's a Tzaddik. A Rasha is Yetzer Hara Shoftan. He does the wrong thing. Okay, there's some mitzvahs here and there also, but Benoni is somebody who is spiritually, there's no kfius. One day I could do this, one day I could do that. It's not about numbers. It's just somebody who does not have a natural netiyah. That's what a Beinoni is, right? Because we're wishy-washy, Right? So maybe that's what's reflected here. This guy's coming to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a karbon, Oler Shlamim, Nisachim, and he's worried about trying to get a better deal. But again, part of the reality that we live in. Good. So the Gemara says now, Ula ben Azai choti da lama. So what's the machlokas about in the Mishnah? Remember the Mishnah said, Tanakama said 4, Ben Azai said 5. Ben Azai says, the chote mitzora is a separate one for an ashir and an ani. What do you need a separate one for? Hayamevi lugo imo. Because he would bring the lug with him. What does that mean? One more line. Rabbanan mevi gedi. But the Rabbanan hold that he just brings the gedi without his lug. What does that mean? So the Tiklan Chazitin explains. Venira de pligi on the fifth line. The Tanakama holds that a chote ashir hu shevi alug yachidi lebahonos im kol karbano. Of a chote dal, when the chote ashir goes to buy his nisachim, he has plenty of money. He's buying 9 lug of oil. You know what? Throw in another one. 10 lug of oil. So that's why when he brings his nisachim, he's gonna pay for the extra lug because he's paying so much, a little bit more. But the ani, he's not buying any, right? He's having birds. So the extra lug, he'll probably bring from home. He'll bring that from home. He can probably get a good price somewhere out in the market. And he'll bring that from home. That's where there's a difference. There's a difference between the Ben Azai would say, between the two. Different between the two. The Tanakama would say no. Tanakama would say no. Venira de pligi. The Tanakama sphirale de chote usher hu shevi aluga yechidi lebahonos im kol karbano avachote dal lohaya mevi alug im ha'isar and shalo. The Tam efshar, the Tanakama sphirale. The Kiva de chote usher tzorach likach me'amamuna gimel esronos v'shemen lazet tes lug. He has to buy 9. I say, get a 10th. Kiva shalokea kol kach. So the usher is going to get, give me all the lugs. Mashenkin mitzora ani she'in tzarech ele isor an echad ba'ul bashemen. Just one. Imkin halug lebahonos eino lokeach itzel hamamune lahavi im ha'isaron. The extra lug that he has to bring to put on his thumbs and his ear, he won't buy that one. V'litein liyad hektash kishar ha'yoker, where it's expensive. Yad hektash al ha'olyona ele mevi bi'atmo imbeso. I'll bring it from home. Mashenkin ba'ashir lo mistaver shikmos bishum davar muat. I'm not going to bring the extra one from home. El derech hashirus yikach kol ezer lug and I'll buy the 10. And that's the machlokas. Tekiva de ben azay sfir le shemevi gam achoti da lug yechidi im ho isaron. The ben azay says that the chote will also get it from the with his isaron. V'koneo miyad ha'mamuneh mishum de lo plug bein asher la'ani im ki tzorach chosem bifnei atzmo. V'losayah b'chosem b'di shayi tzorach lug shemen. The Chachamim will say that you don't need to have it separate because you just say Gedi. Gedi is the same thing as what a Mitzora Ani needs. So you don't need a separate, the Rabbanim would say you don't need a separate one. But Ben Azai would say that you need a separate one because there's a difference between the two about whether it's brought from home. Right? The last Tiklan Chazin point, the Rabbanim say maybe Gedi. Chote Dal. Right? Just give a chote dal, just give him a gedi ticket. To halug mevi ba'atzmo mi beso. L'kameitz ha'revach. Because the lug, the extra lug that he's for his thumbs and his ears, he'll bring that from home. The Rabbanan say that the extra lug the ani's gonna bring from home. So he's only gonna have to buy 1 lug from the Beis HaMikdash, but that's the same exact thing that a person who's bringing a gedi for a shlamim, or an Ola, so just give him a Gedi ticket. But Ben Azai would say, no, the Ani's not bringing it. And therefore, he needs 2 lugs, not just 1, so a Gedi ticket is not going to be good enough. That's why you have to have an extra ticket for the Mitzora Ani and for the Mitzora Ashir. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop there. By Nischei, and Beis Hashem, we will continue.